Hi, this is Donnie Walker from Tennessee, from the Smoky Mountains, coast to coast, and across the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to this Q&A edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, where I answer your burning questions and get you on your way to the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. Welcome to show number 16, and this is a question that I know many people struggle with, and it's a great question. I've heard this quite a bit in my 20 years in network marketing, and it's certainly one that I've had for myself too. And the question is, you know, how do I get my spouse involved? And also, how do we work together as a couple? But first, let's hear from our show sponsor. If you have burning questions about how to take your business online, how to take your network marketing business online and become the hunted and not the hunter, how to get those leads that go online that, you know, a portion of those 3 million a day who go online looking for a business, how to get them to find you, attract you, and contact you and say, I want to know more about your business. Well, because I've been asked this question so frequently, I developed Social Media Mastery Backstage Pass. It's an all-inclusive coaching program that teaches you how to take your network marketing business online from A to Z, from the complete overview to the blog, lead capture, your marketing funnels, creating content, how to follow up with leads, your mindset. It's all there. So you can visit socialmediabackstagepass.com for details. Now, today's question, again, has two parts. One is, how do I work with my spouse as a couple? And the second is, how do I get my spouse involved working with me? How do I get he or she to see what it is that I see? So it's a two-part question. And I caught up with my good friend, biz coach Leslie Hawker, while I was down at the A&MP event, because she works with her partner, Ron Forrester, in the business. And I asked her to share some wisdom, since they not only met through network marketing, are a couple, but also work together. Now, I just quickly, before I bring her in, I want to share some of my experiences. You know, it was funny, when I started in network marketing back in 1994, my husband and I started out working as a couple. We were both involved. But I'm going to tell you the real truth about that. The real truth is, what I wanted more than anything is I wanted him to do all the work, and I wanted to be just one of those wives that went up on stage with him and collected that big fat paycheck and would just stand there and look adoringly at him. I didn't want to get out of my comfort zone. I didn't want to stretch myself. I didn't want to make my warm market list. I didn't want to go to coffee shops. I didn't want to go to networking events. I didn't want to tell people I was involved in a network marketing business. And that worked okay for about the first 3 years. Now, I did get out of my comfort zone. I did make contacts. I did force myself because my why was truly big enough. But I did it kicking and screaming a lot of the time, and I'm just being totally transparent and totally honest here with you because I think it's important that you know that. But about 3 years into our business, my husband came home one day from, you know, one of his trips. He's an airline pilot. Many of you may recall that. Some of you may not know that, but he's an airline pilot. And he said to me, I just can't do this anymore. I don't want to build a network marketing business. I get it. I see it. I totally believe in it, but I'm tired of getting off of one airplane for my company and getting on another airplane to go work with our business and our team. I'm exhausted. I feel like I never see you. I never see the kids. It's not really going the way I thought it would go or what I signed up for. Well, I have to tell you, I was devastated and I was mad. To be really honest, I was mad because I had this vision of how it was going to be, what our life was going to look like. And what that really meant was that if he wasn't going to do it, and I didn't really want to do it, who was going to do it, right? Who was going to get out of their way, get out of their comfort zone, and build that big gangster income that I wanted so that we could live an amazing lifestyle and really be stress-free, not to be worried so much about money. I'm not a person who's into big fancy houses and cars and jewelry and all that other stuff. Yeah, sure, I like fine things and fun things and all that. But for me, my hot buttons are A, security, not stressing over money, being able to enjoy ourselves and go out without, you know, ordering off the menu, looking always at the right side instead of looking at what it is that I really want to have. You may be able to relate to that. And then travel was my other hot button. So I had to ultimately make a decision. I had to dig down deep within myself and realize that I had it within me to do this if I really wanted it. And that's what I did. Now, I have the benefit that my husband has supported me every step of the way. He's never gone negative or anything like that. Yeah, there have been some times I've traveled and different things like that when he wasn't too excited about it. But, you know, that's just normal. He always did get it. But, you know, we had some challenges working together as a couple for those first 3 years, and it probably had to do more with the fact that I wanted him to really do all the work. I was happy to follow up and train people once they were signed up, and I was good at that and good at administration and doing newsletters to keep in touch with our team and all that other stuff. But I ultimately had to find it within myself to be independent and do things for myself. And I ultimately did do that, and it's been an amazing decision, one of the best I've ever made. But let me bring in Leslie Hawker and let her share some of her experiences with you as well.
My name is Leslie Hawker. I live in the Woodlands, Texas. I've been involved in network marketing for 30 years. It's really hard to believe my background is originally corporate America, and I started spare time while I worked full-time on my job, 5-10 hours a week. And because I met my husband in network marketing and they see us working together as a couple, a lot of people want to know, how do I get my husband involved? How do I get my husband to see what I'm doing? What do I do? Or another question is, how do you separate your roles? Well, first of all, just to be really clear, most couples don't come to work together the way that Ron and I did. We came to work together because we met in network marketing. He had already retired as a pharmacist, so we both had already had success. And so we're both able to do many of the same things. So a lot of times what we do is we just work our business with certain groups or certain people so that we can double our effort. My advice to people, to women especially, that want their husbands to see what they're doing as valuable, to see the big picture, is third party. You have to get them in front of someone else. You have to put them on the phone and let someone else share their story. You have to get them to events. You have to treat your spouse so it works both ways, men and women, because a lot of times the wife is not supportive. Either way, you have to get them to see a bigger picture, to see it through you. It's just like you do with any prospect. You have to treat that the same way, because your prospect needs to see that it's more than just you. Because it's natural as people, we all judge the person that's introducing us. We right or wrong, they judge. And so you want them to see that your business is bigger than just you. And you want your spouse to see that too. So get them to events and let your spouse decide on their own. Let them see multiple exposures. It's not going to be a one-time event. And I really encourage you to do that, to be patient, to bring them to events, introduce them to people, get other people to tell their story. And the biggest challenge is we want to tell our spouse, you need to do this with me. This is what we have to do. And you really got to step back and make sure that you treat your spouse with the same respect that you would treat any other prospect, and let them come to the business on their own through the same process that you got there.
What do you think about communication, like sitting down when you first start? How important is that to sit down with them and instead of like wowing them with, oh my gosh, we're going to make all this money or whatever?
Well, that's a great question. It's the same. If you see the business initially alone, then you want to take a DVD, a magazine, a video online, you want to push power, push play, or hand them the magazine or the tool or the brochure, and let same process, same exposure. And I always tell people in that process, if your mouth is moving, you should be pointing to a tool anyway. So why do we go home and throw up all over our spouse? Because they just think to themselves, what happened? The person I married, the Martians got a hold of them. So you just, it's all about third party. It's the same process.
And then how do you, do certain couples separate their roles in terms of, you know, one does the prospecting, one does the coaching?
Or is that you have two different situations. You either have, you've got a situation where the couple starts together, so they're going through a process and being coached by the same person. And then you have a situation where someone has built their business singly and then gets married, or they built their business and then their spouse sees the success that they've had and then wants to join them. And it's really important to have, in those last two situations, to have the spouse, male or female, get coaching from someone else. Do not, my best advice, do not try to coach your spouse.
And that is some solid advice. Never try to coach your spouse. It's like trying to give them directions sometimes. So good stuff there. You know, if you want your spouse to see what you see, get them in front of a third-party tool. But more than anything, have some good communication and allow them to make the decision on their own. This is Jackie Elmer. Thanks for listening and good luck out there. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackieelmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.